What is up, everybody? Welcome back to the See You Next Tuesday podcast. I'm Shay.
And I'm Shannon. Well, I feel like we're about to blindside everyone with this.
Yeah, we are.
Just a little bit, but
we were a little blindsided by it, too.
Yeah, but like, it is episode 20. We've been doing this for 20 weeks.
Woo!
It is the end of season one of See You Next Tuesday.
We've done it, okay?
Yeah, 20 episodes.
That's wild. I feel like I've lived an entire life since we started.
No, I mean, I was thinking about way back in the day, over the summer.
Yeah.
When you called me and you said, I'm over here stirring up some pasta sauce. And I get a phone call and I'm like, hey, what's up? This is also, let's just say, me and Shay were good friends for sure. Like, right. We were good friends. But like, we weren't how we are now.
No.
Not even close. And I'm stirring my pasta sauce. I'm like, hey, what's up? And she's like, hey, so like, would you want to start a podcast with me? And I like literally hesitated and I was like, oh my God. And then I thought about it and I was like, yeah. Yeah. I was like, am I terrified? Yes. But do I want to do it? Yes. Yeah. And then that was in like literally what? August.
So let me give you my backstory to that, because somebody that night at dinner was like, hey, Shay, I would, you know, I want to propose this idea to you. I would really love to for you to be a part of my company and like have a podcast for my company. Mm-hmm. And I was like, huh, no, thank you. But what if I had my own?
Yeah, you're like, why would I do it a part of someone else's company
when I could just do it on my own?
Yeah, do it by myself.
And I was like, okay, like this is something that I've been wanting to branch off. Like this is the time where I was like, I've been wanting to do something different, kind of like do something that would be more authentic to me and more fun too. And so I was like, wait, this is actually a perfect idea because I've been thinking about branching off, doing something more long form, kind of like this. And I was like, the only person that I could see doing this with is my girl Shannon over here. And I was like, that would be a beautiful, beautiful thing we create, right?
Yeah. And here we are. Fast forward, what, 6 months later?
Here we are, dude.
That's insane, actually, to think about. And let me say, like, I loved starting this podcast. And man, were there some trials and tribulations?
Oh my God. There's still trials and tribulations.
Look, we are, I know we've said it before, but we are just two girls doing this. Like, truly just us, three cams.
Yeah.
And
both of our lives are like a roller coaster at all times. Like we are always on something crazy, doing something crazy.
I mean, we got Shay's a mother, so she's doing mother things.
Correct.
A full-time job. I have a job. Then we do this as like a hobby, if you will.
Yeah.
But like it's just crazy to think that like we made it to 20 episodes and
we did it. We really did it.
There were so many times I was like, oh my God, we're not gonna get the episode up. Oh my God, we're staying up till like 1:30 in the morning.
Yes, often.
Like uploading footage. We find out one camera stopped recording and it's like, great, now we don't have, and it's, there's just so many things that have happened and we've just rolled right through it.
Right.
And got an episode up on Tuesday.
We got it out on Tuesdays, girl.
Crazy.
Every time. I feel like I genuinely have learned so much throughout this entire process. And like the greatest thing that has come out of this, I feel like, is definitely our friendship.
I was going to go there too. I was going to say, have I loved starting this podcast? Yes. But 100%. Like the best part is how close we have gotten.
It's been such a, like if you guys were just a fly on the wall of our relationship and like how beautiful it's been. We are now like ride or die. You're my sister. Like mm-hmm. You are part of my family. I literally love you so much. And I'm like, that to me is the most special thing. And it's crazy that it, like, maybe it would have, but it started because of this podcast.
Honestly. Yeah. Cause like, look, we were good friends. Like,
yeah,
we were best friends before this too. Like, right. I would definitely be like, yeah, Shay is my best friend, but it's just like the level of best friendship.
Yeah.
That there is.
Oh yeah.
Like no one really talks about that. Cause it's like, I have best friends for sure. Like I have a lot of best friends because throughout my life, I've had a lot of phases of life. Like, you know, I have my college best friends. I still consider those people my best friends because that was such a huge part of my life. And I, you know, blood, sweat and tears was swimming and with these people. And there was just a lot of stuff that happened that I went through with them. And I'm like, those people will forever be best friends.
Right.
But like, obviously we all don't live in the same area. So it's like distance best friends. I have a best friend from literally first grade, Aisha. I talk about her all the time. She's a long distance best friend. I still talk to her every day, but it's like, holy shit. Like, you're now my best friend. That's like, I met in my 20s.
That's crazy.
And we spend a lot of time.
It's unhealthy.
It's not okay.
Never
how much
did
time.
I think I was going to like make a friend and become like this. Like, I thought that that was just like unheard of, you know?
No, same.
I was like, no way. Like, I can't have that again. Like, I had that in middle school.
It's very, it gives very like, we became best friends. Like,
yeah.
In middle school, like, that's how much we're hanging out all the time. We're like,
what TV shows are you watching? Like, literally.
We're sending TikToks to each other. Like,
yeah.
Normal things that like really good best friends would do. And it's just so funny because like, we didn't do that before the podcast.
Nope. That does remind me though of you saying, you know, you going through like the blood, sweat and tears with your teammates. Like, maybe it's the podcast, us going through blood, sweat and tears that brought us so close.
Look, the way I wish some of you could have experienced the first night we ever recorded a podcast.
We were so nervous.
We were so nervous. We didn't start for like 2 hours.
Yep.
We sat there.
We applied our lipsticks.
8 different times. There was so much like footage of us just not talking.
Right.
And being like, okay, so what are we talking about?
Right.
How are we doing this? And then I don't think I left your house until like 2 in the morning.
No, it was
night.
Crazy. We pretty much like edited
a
the
podcast.
Whole podcast just to send it to the editors. And it's like, we like, what were we doing? We had no idea. That's another thing I've learned so much, like about the behind the scenes, about like, what is it? Producing a fucking podcast. Like, that's crazy. I've never knew how much actually went into it and how passionate I actually would be about it.
And you learned Adobe Premiere Pro.
Yes. I learned
out of all of this.
Yes.
Editing videos.
I love it. Oh my gosh. I'm just like, so, it's so nostalgic. It's so like bittersweet.
Nostalgic of 6 months ago.
Nostalgic. That's not the right word.
But it is.
It's bittersweet.
To be honest, it's the 6 months of podcasting. If you told me we've been doing this for 2 years, I'd be like, yeah, no, you're right.
Yeah.
Like, this has been 2 years.
Yeah.
But it's been 6 months and it's crazy how quick that's even gone.
I know. I'm just like so proud of us because we really like stuck to it. We got even more passionate about it. And that's only going to like keep growing. It's only going to keep going. But we both are in the middle of moving to new spots. So I think we had this conversation a few days ago and we were like, actually, it's a perfect time to kind of end season one.
Mm-hmm.
Get moved, get settled. We've got a lot to do, you know.
Before we hopped onto this podcast, I was talking about, you know, all the stuff I'm personally doing, but like that also Shay's involved with a little bit too. But like over the next like month and a half, 2 months, I'm like, holy crap. Like, we're both moving.
Yep.
It's my birthday. And then I'm going to Costa Rica for a wedding.
Right.
And then we're both going on a bachelorette trip. And it's just like, there's so much going on. And
there is. There's so much going on. And I'm like, and it's also going to give us some time to like regroup and like,
Come back even better,
you know?
Who knows? Maybe there'll be merch.
Maybe there'll be merch.
Two.
Maybe there'll be guests in season two. Who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows?
We are planning. We're plotting.
We're planning and plotting. Of course, we stay planning and plotting. I'll say that much.
That's the thing. It's like season one's ending, but like, we're not stopping. We're literally still,
we're still doing
meeting on these nights and doing this and kind of just like coming back better than ever.
I agree.
For season two.
I'm so excited though. I feel like we've got so much to learn still, so much to grow and like and expand. And I think it'll just be a beautiful thing. Like, See You Next Tuesday is our baby. It's our baby and we have to nourish and nurture her. So
yeah, we just talked about how much we loved each other because like we're married and we gave birth to this child.
See you next Tuesday. But anyways, so I do want to ask, what has been your favorite moment of the See You Next Tuesday podcast?
Okay, so,
far.
I do have a couple.
Okay.
Okay, but I'm going to start right chronological order almost.
Got it.
From the beginning. Me and Shay, we were talking about recording our first podcast. We were like, we got to record a trailer. Let everyone know it's coming out. I will never forget. We're like, let's pop champagne. And Shay, and you can go back and watch this trailer, which, mind you, our quality has gotten so much better. Just even from the first episode to now, like, wow, can we all appreciate that? Because
seriously, that is a whole thing in itself.
Like, I hate going back. It's like a photo like I posted back in like middle school and I'm just like,
and the sound was,
oh,
I know,
it's bad. Anyways, kills me. Shay literally looks at me like dead in the eyes and goes, what if this just like exploded all over me? And she just pops it. The cork goes straight to the ceiling. And then she looks at me. She's like, oh my God. And then it explodes
all over me. And this is the first night I was okay. This is actually the nostalgic, but the set I was wearing the first time we recorded. And I thought I had to wear it tonight.
I wore mine last weekend.
Last week. Yes. But I was like, it just is special to me. But this is when I popped champagne all over, which is beautiful.
She's clean.
That's such a sweet moment. I honestly like I didn't even think of that.
I know. Right when you said that to me, because before, obviously, you know, we debrief a little bit and she's like, I'm going to ask like, you know, what was your favorite moment? And it's the first thing I said, literally the first time we turned these cameras on is one of my favorite
and we filmed it. I love that.
I was like, wow, you would have thought we scripted that because I was like, wait, this is actually better than just popping champagne and going, hey, we're starting a podcast.
Oh, it was so much better. It was so good. Much.
I'm like, this is so honestly good. On par for like who we are. So of course this would
explode all over, like
leave a dent in the ceiling.
No, genuinely. And that's like, that was like the beginning of our podcast, was a nightmare, dude. We were just like surviving out there. That was good though.
What's your favorite?
Okay, my favorite, I would feel like my favorite episode too. So my favorite episode was adulting. Also the moment where we were talking about Captain America got me good. I still go back and watch that and I'm like
the little picture situation.
Like, dude, what? Favorite moment of the whole podcast. I don't know why I thought that was so fucking funny.
No, it was funny. Yeah. It was. I mean, look, if it wasn't funny to you, it was funny to us. And that's all that matters.
I know. And like, things stay being funny to us and other people are like, huh? No, but that was my favorite. I thought that in that whole episode was good.
Yeah, I do love that episode. I loved, what's the episode where we talk about all of the beauty stuff? I thought that was really
fun. That was really good too. Was that adulting?
I don't really remember.
I don't remember either.
But we talked about like my routine.
Yeah, that one was good. I love debriefing just like, because as women, my God, we have a full itinerary.
Of what we do.
Of what we do. It's like a month planned out.
You know, another one of my favorite moments was the fact that we had a span of like 3 episodes where we just constantly shat on John Wick.
Oh my God, I forgot about the John Wick banter.
Like, we would bring that up constantly.
Because let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it again. That stair scene.
The worst movie I've ever seen in my whole life.
Worst movie. And look, apparently, when we posted that clip on socials, people were like, we love John Wick, blah, blah, blah.
We love John Wick. If you look me in my eyes and tell me I love John Wick, the first movie, but if you look me in the eyes and tell me you love John Wick 3,
right?
I literally am like, you have no taste. I'm sorry. No.
And that's the thing. I think I put a poll like around that time, like on my story, and I was like, do you like John Wick? And it was like 90% yes. And I was like, stop. Oh.
You should have been specific. John Wick 3.
I went, wait, everyone. John Wick 3.
Where he's rolling down the stairs for 30 fucking minutes.
It would have been like 80%.
Okay,
we're
back on it. We're back on it.
Because
we're passionate.
I'm passionate about hating that movie.
I am.
And it's just,
peace and blessings, John Wick. And
Keanu Reeves.
Just stay at home. Did he die? He died. So, well, that was his.
In the movie?
He died.
See? I don't remember.
So no more John
Wicks. That's how not important it was to me, is because I don't remember him dying.
No, literally. Oh my God. Yeah, I feel like I loved like that we kind of like went, we started being like, okay, movies, TV, but then we just like can't shut up. So we just talk about everything in life. Like, I don't know. It's just like, I'm going to watch these when we're like 50 years old and I'm going to be like, oh,
okay,
look
so
at us.
Literally, you read my mind sometimes. The reason I was thinking about this is I love Snapchat, which I know is like, woo.
Right.
But I love it because it has memories of like my entire college, because it was so big when I was in college, pretty much like end of my senior year of high school. And I'm just like, you can't tell me that you don't love going back and look at these memories.
It's special.
But I was like, that's also why like TikTok getting banned was sad, because it's a lot of memories. If I ever thought about Instagram going away, oh my gosh, like there's so much on there. And then I was like, wait, now I have this other thing where I literally can listen to me and my best friend just yap it up.
Yapping of like, we get to, this is like a time capsule for us.
No, and that's the other thing. It's like, I get to watch this and like, love you all watching, but like, you don't know like what's going on like behind the scenes. And I'm
you
like,
really don't. Okay.
And I get to watch this and be like, wow.
Wow.
I know what was happening in that moment in my life. And I know what I'm talking. It's like a secret that I'm telling myself when I'm 40. And I'm like, ooh, I know what you're talking about.
I know what you're listening to. I know what's going on.
I know what's going on. Yeah. And it's like, it's just so fun. I love it. It is like a little time capsule.
It is a time capsule. I'm like, it's so special to me. Like, this whole process has been so special. You are so special to me. Like, I love every moment of it, dude. And I'm trying to think of like another good moment. But every time, my favorite moment is definitely when I brought out the umbrella lights, too.
I wish you could see what's going on back here.
We've said this before.
Yes, because, man, maybe I should have ordered the light.
I was in charge of getting the light. And I come out with these fucking umbrella ass lights are like from 1953.
Yeah, you literally were like, okay, so.
I was embarrassed when she walked in.
I said,
hey. We weren't close yet.
So yeah, we weren't here yet, where you were like, we could laugh about this. You literally were like, holding the lights, and you were like, okay, so I think I might have ordered the wrong thing.
And I was like, I was talking to my sister and I was like FaceTiming her and I was like, Tori, I did not know these were the lights. And she was like, it's so fine. And I was like, Shannon's gonna be so embarrassed when I bring out these lights.
Like, and she brings them out and I go,
that'll do.
they'll work. And look, They do work. The job.
Actually, they really do the job.
They do. I mean, like, look, when I look at these things, right. I'm like, God, if you could see, it's like the sun is glaring at me right now.
Right.
And it was a trial and error.
It was
these
a trial
lights.
And a success, I would say.
Yeah.
They do their thing.
A couple, like, light.
Oh, we did have mishaps. So many bulbs gone missing. Got like,
broken.
Anyway, I don't even know. I love this whole thing. I feel like I could talk about it for freaking days and days and days. But this has been so special. You guys are so special. Like, every time we get a new listener or we get a new, like, comment, anything, it's so, incredible for us because we put so much work. Like, I feel like you're kind of getting a feel for it a little bit. We put so much work and time and energy into this.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody, like, taking the time to, like, listen and, you know, comment or whatever, I'm just like...
Literally, it's like, even when I'm... out and about and someone asked me about how the podcast is, and honestly,
special question to me lately.
I hope that they listen to it, but even if they don't, I love that people just care to ask.
Yeah,
which is this, because we have put in so much work, so it's like, even just the acknowledgement of like, hey, how's your podcast going, I'm like, thank you for asking.
Thank you so much.
I cried six times last night.
Literally. We are struggling. Mascara's running, but we're happy.
Yeah. Like, let me tell you, the most euphoric feeling is when we get a podcast down right.
Oh.
And it's so seamless. And we both look at each other and we're like, it's 10 p.m.
Done, baby.
And we're like, what do you want to talk about?
Now what? Now we hang out for another hour.
Now we hang
hours.
Out. Yeah. But yeah, gosh, man.
Crazy times. I can't wait to like come back. I feel like we're going to definitely need to like debrief what we're going to go through. We're going to take weeks of planning. We're definitely going to get this season two down right. We've had our trial and error season one. Mm-hmm. It's been fun. It's been real. It's been epic. It's also been really fucking hard
and really fucking epic.
And really fucking epic. So we're going to come back better than ever. I just know it.
Yeah. So that's our plan. We will for sure be coming back in the springtime. So when everyone's happier.
A little bit happier.
The sun's shining. We got longer days. The flowers are blooming.
The bees are buzzing. Birds are chirping.
Sorry. And see you next Tuesday. We'll be back.
See you next Tuesday. We'll be coming back.
Yep.
Better than ever. And seriously. Like,
yeah.
Stay freaking tuned. Better than ever.
And like we said, there's so much more to expect.
Definitely. So, I feel like this is just going to conclude this episode, okay, because we don't have much to talk about. We have got planning to do. So this episode is going to conclude season one of the See You Next Tuesday podcast. I'm emotional.
I start crying.
I really will. I appreciate every single one of you listeners. I appreciate every single one of who is engaged, who's asked, who's just been there for this whole season of our lives. Like, it's been everything. So we love you so much. Shannon, if you want to do any closing statements.
Well, I mean, even though we're gone, we'll still be active on Instagram, TikTok. That's it. That's all the socials. So please follow us at See You Next Tuesday Pod with 1T. And I mean, still engage with us. Like, we'll be posting on there, maybe a little different content, maybe us just like living life.
Yeah.
So you can get a little feel for just like what we do together.
Oh, for sure. It'll be fun.
It'll be fun.
I'm excited because we're still going to be active online. We're just going to be not podcasting. We're going to be more planning. So we're going to try and like put out a little bit of what we're doing still and talking about it a little bit. So yeah.
Yeah. So follow us there and
engage.
We'll see you soon.
And I guess we won't be seeing you guys next Tuesday, but still iconically, we'll see you next Tuesday.
Bye.